Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. It's the end of another week, and it's the end of our time in the Old Testament book of Job. As you know, if you've been with us, we've ended our study of Job with a two-week discussion on the sovereignty of God. God is sovereign. I define the sovereignty of God this way: God does whatever God pleases. The matter of God being sovereign always comes up when we study the book of Job, because we want to know, how could a good and loving God allow for this kind of suffering in the life of one of his most faithful servants? And we got at sovereignty way back when we first began in Job chapters 1 and 2, when God says to Satan, quote, "Have you considered my servant, Job?" Here is how I commented on that way back in the introduction. I said, "Have you considered my servant Job?" What kind of a question is this? I'll tell you, this is the question that answers any question you have ever asked when you suffer as a servant of the living God. And now, having linked the beginning of our journey in Job with the end, our discussion on sovereignty, you have your answer to the question of the suffering servant of God, your answer to why Christians sometimes suffer. The answer, as we have seen this week, is that God chooses us as his servants, and as his servants who suffer. Each and every one of us lives under the sovereignty of Almighty God. For those who reject Christ and continue to live in sin, this must be a terrifying reality. God does whatever he pleases, meaning no person can control God, can tell God what to do, or resist God. God cannot be controlled because God is the one who controls. Men and women are not really in charge because only God is in charge. Men and women are not sovereigns because only God is sovereign. Prideful people who think they command their own destinies are in for an unpleasant and shocking surprise when they meet with the judgment of the Sovereign One, Holy God. But for those of us who belong to Christ, the sovereignty of God is the most comforting doctrine, teaching we have. God is sovereign. Now that will give you peace. This will increase your faith. This will comfort you. The sovereign God coming towards you in love when you grieve, when you are left with unanswered questions, when you feel totally hopeless and lost, and when you look at this world in which we live and suddenly everything that was right is now wrong, and everything that was wrong is now right. Remember, my friend, God is sovereign. Lay your worries, fears, frustrations, and questions at the throne of God Almighty and look to him as the master of all, Lord and King. Trust him who is in charge. We happen to be discussing the sovereign God at a time in which people are rattled because they recognize that they are really not in control. And what has shaken us? A virus. It's called COVID-19, or the coronavirus, and it continues to rage. We can literally say the whole world has this virus. There is no place on earth you can go and not wonder, is it here? Will I get it? Will I die of it? It seems to me this ought to automatically humble all of us. A killer virus, which knows no boundaries on age, gender, location, the previously healthy or the previously unhealthy with underlying conditions are dying of it. A killer virus that we cannot get under control ought to prompt all people everywhere to ask, if we are not in control, who is? Of course, as a Bible-believing Christian, I believe the answer to that good question is God. And by God, I mean the God of the Bible. He is the only God. But tragically, instead of most people asking that question, if we are not in control, who is? They hunker down and try to gain some measure of control themselves. So we develop all sorts of protocol to avoid the virus. Now we talk all the time about social distancing. We wear our masks. We will never again shake a person's hand, and we are loath to leave our homes. We feel that if we stay home, we will be safe. We can control it. And let me be clear, and do not misunderstand me, I personally follow all these protocols. I see wisdom in this. However, doing all this without humbling ourselves before Holy God and sincerely confessing to God that we are not in control, He is in control. We are not in charge, He is in charge. And we are not going to be able to stop the virus. Only He can stop the virus. That is pure foolishness if we do not acknowledge Him. If we really want the coronavirus to die, we should die to ourselves first and live as unto the sovereign God. We do this by accepting Christ's death for our sins and by investing our full faith and trust in Jesus as the way to be in right relationship with God. If we will turn from our pride and bow before God in humility, God will have mercy on us. If not, this virus will be the least of our worries. The point is, I cannot think of a better time to be meditating on God, who is sovereign, than right now. I submit my teaching to you, prayerful, that this has been beneficial to you. I want to leave you with a quote from one of my favorite pastors and theologians, Arthur W. Pink. A.W. Pink, in his outstanding book, The Sovereignty of God, writes this, quote, "The sovereignty of God. What do we mean by this expression? We mean the supremacy of God, the kingship of God, the godhood of God. To say that God is sovereign is to declare that God is God. To say that God is sovereign is to declare that He is the Most High. To say that God is sovereign is to declare that He is the Almighty, the possessor of all power in heaven and earth, so that none can thwart His purposes or resist His will. To say that God is sovereign is to declare that He is the governor among the nations, setting up kingdoms, overthrowing empires, and determining the course of dynasties as pleases Him best. To say that God is sovereign is to declare that He is the only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords. Such is the God of the Bible." End quote. Amen, Dr. Pink. Spot on. This is God, all right. God is sovereign. I've been quoting A.W. Pink the past couple of days, so let me tell you about his book. And if you would like the quotes I have read on these broadcasts and podcasts, just send me an email or a letter and ask for them. His book is The Sovereignty of God, and the Banner of Truth publishes it. It's a tightly bound paperback, coming in at 154 pages. I'm holding the 2009 reprint. I highly recommend it to you, especially if you are looking for a solid, Bible-based, condensed read on the sovereignty of God. It is very readable. This is not a heavy, thick, hard-to-read theological textbook by any means. Pink was a pastor, and he knows how to write for lay people. I've really enjoyed this book, and I go back to it time and time again. If you want a copy, also write to me. I'll tell you how you can get it. His chapters on our attitude towards God's sovereignty and the value of this doctrine alone are well worth the price of this book. You know that I am not on here constantly hawking books, but I do like to recommend good reading for you. So do get The Sovereignty of God by A.W. Pink and read it, or gift it to someone who is struggling to understand that God does whatever God pleases. And you might be curious, now that we have finished the book of Job, where do we go from here? Well, I'll let you know on Monday. I think you'll benefit from our next discovery in our ongoing quest to know who God is. So please continue to get the podcast from godisministry.org and or listen on this radio station at this same time every Monday through Friday. Tell others about this ministry and encourage them to tune in. Learn all about God Is and myself at the website. Again, that website address, godisministry.org. Let's end this week together in prayer. Sovereign God, thank you that we can rest well knowing that you do whatever pleases you. You're in charge of our lives. And as we saw with Job, you do permit suffering to come into our lives. But just because we will suffer as your servants, that does not mean that you are cruel and unloving. Oh, just the opposite. You love us with an enduring, patient, holy, with a pure and sincere and eternal love. I pray for someone listening right now who is dealing with a real difficulty, a trial, and a problem or several problems. I pray for the overwhelmed, the depressed and the discouraged, the abandoned and the lonely, the tired and the afraid. And I ask for your mercy and compassion to be present to this man and woman. We confess to you that we are not in control and we are not in charge, but you are. We run to Jesus Christ, your Son and our Savior from sin. Save us, Jesus. We pray the Holy Spirit will be our comforter, as Jesus promised to us. So we pray to you, the Trinitarian God, Father, Son, and Spirit. Amen. Join me on Monday as we continue to discover who God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.